Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Well, a relentless spike in gun violence in Albany, and we've been watching this for a while, Mike, of course, but from your story this morning, it has one local law enforcement officer weighing a change in strategy.
Yeah, 20 people have been shot in the city in the last 30 days. A man and a teenager were treated at the emergency room in Albany Medical Center late Sunday and early Monday, respectively, after they were shot in separate shootings. The burst of violence has Albany County's Sheriff Craig Apple reconsidering his approach to policing in the city. Late last week, Mayor Sheehan declared a state of emergency in order to take action against a Lark Street bar the city describes as a hub of trouble. The owner of the bar says he's doing the best he can to run his business. Sheriff Apple, who deployed sheriff's deputies to the city over the summer to help bolster the police department's depleted ranks, said he was trying to reconfigure his patrols in response to the recent violence. He describes the recent violence as a significant setback. And the city police department's down dozens of officers, and Apple's staff is short deputies, too. He hasn't been able to deploy the number of patrols into the city that he wants. The deputies are going to become more aggressive with quality of life issues, he says, such as illegal dirt bikes and ATVs. Other than shutting down the Cafe Hollywood, the city has said little about its strategy going forward.
Well, we've been following the Nexium trial as it has unfolded, and there's a new phase in sentencing starting Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. A key prosecution witness, Lauren Salzman, is going to be sentenced on Wednesday. Yesterday, her mother, the former president of Nexium, and Keith Raniere's co-founder, his longtime partner in the operation, that federal prosecutors exposed as a haven of torture and sex trafficking, wrote a letter to the judge in defense of her own daughter. Nancy Salzman disavowed Raniere as a, quote, sexual predator and narcissist and a likely psychopath, unquote. In the letter to the judge, who'll sentence her daughter and Nancy in a little over a month, she said her biggest regret is not protecting her daughter from Raniere, who himself is serving more than a century in prison after being convicted of federal offenses 2 years ago. The younger Salzman remains in home confinement, and Half Moon pleaded guilty to federal offenses and agreed to cooperate with the prosecution. Salzman claims she did not know the depths of Raniere's crimes until the feds showed her the evidence in the case, but months before her guilty plea, the FBI pulled tons of evidence out of her own home, including a file of enemies of Nexium, more than $500,000. During the trial, prosecutors showed videos of Nancy Salzman parroting Raniere's words at group meetings. She faces the judge on September 8th.
Mike, thank you.
Hey, thanks, Dave.